Well, good morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, if you've been listening carefully this morning, you'll notice chains and shackles coming out of your ears. And you know from your own life that there's no greater chain than those things that torment you from the inside. In the Old Testament reading, you heard how God was bound and determined to save and bless His rebellious people whose wrongdoing had taken them captive. Then we heard in St. Paul, as Paul told his friends, the Galatians, how they were once slaves to, as he put it, the elementary principles of the world. Paul says what those elementary principles are in Ephesians 6 when he says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." Did you catch that? Against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Chains all over the place. And now we watch Jesus in this riveting gospel set free a guy who was shackled. He was shackled on the outside with an iron chain, which couldn't contain the demons inside him. And he was shackled on the inside by this pile of demons who were out to destroy him. But don't just focus on this to remember something that Jesus did long ago and far away. God brings this to your ears today so that you will treasure the fact that in holy baptism, Jesus set you free, just like He did for Lily Jean Ingersoll today. Our gospel text today presents Jesus as an exorcist or as a healer. For some people in the first century and for some people in the 21st century. What's unique about Jesus is that He speaks with an authority that is greater than anything that is given to man. And all this happens after calming a storm on the Sea of Galilee. When His disciples had said to one another, "Who is this that commands the wind and the waves, that even they obey Him?" And now He goes into this foreign country, the country of the Gerasenes across the Sea of Galilee, Gentile land. And there comes before Him a man who falls down at His feet, acknowledging Jesus as the Son of the Most High God. And He says, "What do you want from me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torment me." And what is unique about Jesus is that His command drives out this evil spirit, cures the demon-possessed man. Just like that creative word that was spoken at the beginning, what Jesus said is done. His word gets the job done. Jesus' authority to restore lost causes through the power of His word is not just acknowledged in this evil spirit of this possessed guy, but also the people of the city who come out to see what's happened. What is this Jesus guy doing? Jesus healed a man who had been in bondage for so long, who all the city folk knew had been, well, they had been the ones who had shackled him, the ones who had chained him up for their own protection, until the demons broke the chains and drove him out into the desert, to those desolate graveyards, those desolate places where the devil tempts And this apparently had happened so many times that the people in town, well, they were frankly afraid of Jesus. They were overcome with fear. Jesus is not a man you want to mess with. So they begged him to depart. What is unique about Jesus is that he can release people from bondage through his word. And by doing so, he can restore a corrupt creation to communion with his Father and with one's fellow man and with one's own community. By driving out this evil spirit and healing this demon-possessed man, Jesus, in fact, had restored this creature of God to God and to the creation of which he was a part. Indeed, the man was now sitting at Jesus' feet. He wasn't begging to be left alone from Jesus. He was begging to be with Jesus. He didn't seek to go back to living among the tombs. He didn't seek to go back to going to that desolate place, the graveyard. He didn't seek to go back to where the devil reigns and God seems to be absent. But he was enjoying communion with Jesus, being fed by Jesus' teaching, being fed by his word. And the man was now also dressed and in his right mind. You might say he was receiving from Jesus external health as well as internal health. What he needed so that he could be restored to God and the community. Released from bondage to have right communion with his fellow man. Through his word, Jesus sends the healed man back to his home, to his community, to tell others about what God has done for him in his mercy. About the word that had brought him out of the torment and into the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, what are your deserts? What are your desolate places where the devil is most likely to attack you? What are the sins that shackle you to the tombs? What are the temptations that chain you to the graveyard? What are your places of bondage? Where are you most likely to fail? Where are you most likely to look away from Jesus and to turn away from your neighbor in need? Only you know where those places are. But whatever those places of struggle are, know this. Jesus too has been to the desert. He too had to struggle with the evil one. And he did that in faithfulness to his Father for you and for me. Faithfulness even unto death on a cross. So that through Jesus Christ's own death, he might take away the power of the devil. The power to make you afraid. The power to make you afraid of him, of death, or of God. Yes, Jesus knew what it was like to be tempted in a desolate place. But more than that, he freed you from the attacks of the evil one. In order to free you from the evil one in your life. And so today, the risen Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, speaks His word of restoration and deliverance and salvation to you. The word of deliverance that is yours even from baptism. Evil spirit, I command you to leave and make room for the Holy Spirit. Hear also Jesus' words of invitation. As we prepare to come to His altar today to receive His body and blood, come to me, you who are weak and heavy laden. Those of you who are tired of Satan's lies and Satan's attacks, kneel at my feet, He says. Receive my body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Be restored. And then, return home and declare how much God has done for you in Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.